The Boss with I'm on Fire on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane, wishing you a tremendous Tuesday, Jane.
The opening of the Eglinton Crosstown LRT could end up happening 5 years after the original projected opening date. And at this point, that is a best case scenario. It's all but confirmed that the light rapid transit line will not open in 2024, leaving frustrated area residents and business owners even more frustrated. Mm. Among them, Toronto City Councillor Josh Matlow, who is now planning to put forward a motion at City Council next week, asking the provincial PCs at Queen's Park to launch an inquiry. Councillor Matlow is on the line with us now. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Andy.
So,
and by the way, this is more than an inquiry. It's also about finally providing just basic information about the problems they're having and the timelines that they're looking at that the public and the media have been asking for years that they've been told that they're not allowed to reveal. So it's just about transparency, accountability, and obviously getting the line open.
So yeah, let's talk about that, you know, transparency. We know there's been delays. We know there was COVID, construction issues.
Sure.
We've heard all the excuses for the last, you know, decade plus. So this inquiry, it's going to go beyond the excuses in hopes of finding what? Perhaps these excuses are a cover for something else, something more?
I mean, the reality was, we were all first promised that the Eglinton line would open in 2020. It's now 2024, and we're being told that it yet again will not open this year. When Phil Verster, the CEO of Metrolinx, has done press conferences, they would have been better to be seen on SNL if it wasn't so serious.
Right.
He literally would make an announcement announcing that he couldn't announce anything. It's like, was that absurd?
I'm not
exaggerating. That's exactly what happened. And so, then when the media would ask him, like, just like, what are the problems? When are you thinking that it might open? He would say, give us some space.
Mm.
It was later revealed that the provincial government had actually ordered Metrolinx not to share a lot of this information. And that's just good enough. Like, the reality is, if there are problems, just say them. Like, let's get real about it. Let's find ways to fix them. But, you know, a 4 or 5 year delay, about $1 billion over budget, is not acceptable. And, you know, this is both about accountability looking backward, but it's also about learning from these mistakes, whether it be the P3 model that they use, the contracts they signed, the fact that they were constantly getting sued by their own contractors. All those problems together we need to learn from so that they don't make the same mistakes when they're working on the Ontario line and Scarborough and Finch and many other projects, hopefully in the future.
Right. So, Councillor Matlow, you are way beyond rolling your eyes. You want action.
Oh,
how likely is it that the Transportation Minister, Prabhmeet Sarkaria, and the Metrolinx CEO will attend an executive committee meeting at City Hall to answer questions?
Look at it this way. It's completely unlikely if nobody ever asks, if nobody puts pressure on them. If we just sort of take this sitting down, you know, while we're waiting for the bus on Eglinton and we don't have a line running. So my job is to advocate for a community that has not only seen congestion on the main streets, but it's gone right into our neighborhoods every single day. And business owners who, many of whom have lost everything. And what I'm saying on their behalf is, let's, like, be real about the problems. Let's understand when this is going to open. If there are problems that can be fixed, let's all work on that together. And my message to the minister is, don't be afraid to come and join us at City Hall for a discussion about this. If you are serious about us being partners, then let's do that. But our only goal should be getting the Eglinton line open, learning from mistakes from the past, being accountable for them, and making sure that those mistakes are not repeated so that many other businesses and communities throughout Toronto aren't impacted the same way we have been on Eglinton.
Talk to us about the folks along Eglinton, Councillor Matlow, and I'm specifically thinking of the small business owners. You just mentioned them. Many of them, their businesses just ruined, many to never be seen on Eglinton ever again. Is there going to be a push to get small businesses back to the area, to get the area booming again whenever this is finally done?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, we're already encouraging people to shop local along Eglinton. It was one thing for the businesses to go through some, you know, understandable and necessary disruption during a big construction project. Of course, we get that. But when year after year it's delayed, when all these promises are broken, when their storefronts are hidden by huge hoarding and boards, and nobody wants to go there because it's just impossible to park, impossible to get through the area, it has had a huge impact on people who have invested everything, taken out loans, and lost everything in some cases. So we definitely, I'm encouraging people to shop local in our community along Eglinton. And what I'd like to see from the government is, rather than treat businesses and communities like collateral damage when these big projects are done, that there should be a plan actually baked in to make sure that they're supported, to make sure that there are ways to keep these businesses afloat so they can actually benefit from the new transit like the rest of us will once it's completed, whenever that might be.
Yeah. Right. I don't see any reason why you won't get unanimous approval of your motion at council next week. And will you come on and talk with us after that?
I'd be delighted to.
Thank you. Thank you. Councillor Josh Matlow represents Ward 12, Toronto St. Paul's.
One last check on the roads now. Here is Spencer Costin.